If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Ken McDougal. Holy crap. This dude has to have Tucker in the lineup now. First of all, you're not sure that a rookie is going to hit every day at the major league level. Secondly, they have the best lineup and best rotation in baseball. So Tucker does not have to be in the lineup yet. You've got Josh Reddick for 4 more years. He had a horrific postseason, but he had hit a great regular season. I don't know if you remember this, Ken.
Woo!
Yeah, that's right.
Woo!
Woo!
That was Jeff Luhnow.
It was awesome in the postseason.
No. He was bad.
He was really
so
bad.
That doesn't mean it's going to carry over.
He did turn.
Maybe
into,
he's a regular season guy, and then in the postseason you bring Tucker.
I mean, there is something about him that screams classier.
Ooh.
Wait. Classier.
Colby Rasmus. No. No.
I think you forget Colby Rasmus. I mean.
Which one put the underwear, the flag underwear on and spread eagle? That's Josh Reddick. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's Josh. Colby.
Would you like to know some of Colby Reddick's moves?
Reddick? You mean
Colby Reddick? Oh my God.
That's perfect though.
I was in the locker room when they won in New York. No one screamed, "I'm in love with the Coco!" Louder than Colby was like, you could almost sense that he wanted it so bad that I was like, Colby, you need to quit. It's just a song. You know that. Like, we're all cool with that, right? It's just a song. You don't actually want the Coco right now, right? You're in the playoffs. I mean, let's not do that right now.
Yeah.
He was making me nervous, frankly, if I'm being honest.
Well, maybe he and Odell Beckham were going to hang out later.
Call him ODB. I like the fact that he gets called the same as Shimmy, Shimmy,
That doesn't
OBJ,
make...
OBJ, okay. I think is what they
so
call
that
it.
Doesn't,
OBJ.
That doesn't make you nervous?
I mean...
Wait, and then in the team picture in there, he is got his legs spread wide open. I'm going to have to find that picture for you and tell me how nervous that makes you.
Look, then you're with Ken McDougal. It's time for Tucker to come up and get
rid
of Reddick.
Well, no, I'm just saying what I need is Josh Reddick to hit in the postseason now too.
Yeah.
But that Ken McDougal is assuming that Josh Reddick is going to be horrible this year is not, it's incorrect. Josh Reddick had a great year last year for the team. Had a lot of big hits. Here it is. Oh, here's the picture. Now you tell me if that's something you want to count on.
I mean, what in the world can you, that picture, that's like drunk at a frat party picture.
Right.
I don't know what that.
Rasmus or Reddick? Greater in the postgame celebration. Reddick.
What do you consider great?
Well, by great,
they're in the same neighborhood.
By great, I mean flag underwear with your spread eagle on the floor while everybody else is just partying with their t-shirts on.
So classy wasn't a great word for him.
Yeah.
I don't really have a word for him right now, currently. That's one of the least classy pictures I've seen.
Ever.
He cannot
Okay.
go to Bob McNair's house for Easter.
Oh,
Reddick cannot go if he's going to do that move.
Classy. That's not classy.
If he's going to do that move where he wears his underwear and lays on the ground and does his leg spread eagle, he's not going to get invited to most Easter parties for sure. Well, and Father Troy does not want to see him at St. John Vianney. I can promise you that. Well, that move is not welcome on Easter.
Father Troy will welcome him. Okay. And
Father Troy is an Astros fan, so.
Well, yes, he would.
There's a chance. There's a chance.
Of course, he's probably a little angry with him for the postseason, but.
Yeah, I mean, we all were, yeah. Especially if they would have lost. You know how many guys were on the hook? Ken Giles' life was on the line. I mean, he's literally his life. He was going to be threatened.
Well, underrated was Davinsky, how bad he was. Josh Reddick, how bad he was.
Anybody in the postseason? Let's play a game called Astros Postseason. And you can see, first of all, every bullpen member was an atrocity unless you were a starter.
Yeah. I would say Peacock. Well, Peacock had his ups and downs, so he had a couple.
It's not going to look great,
tough outings, but he had some better outings.
Well, especially because the sample size is so small. And one bad outing,
You moved Morton and McCullers to the bullpen. I don't think you remember that, Lance.
Would Father Troy be more forgiving of Josh Reddick for his bad World Series performance or eating meat on Fridays?
Meat on Fridays. He'd be more disappointed with him.
Really?
Meet on Friday, yeah.
Well, I think he would understand a failure in the postseason could be due to good pitching, too.
Yeah.
So I think
there's nothing. There's no excuse for eating meat on Friday.
Yeah. Like you know that. You know that.
Well, my God doesn't have the same rules, because my God will allow a pastor to go, "These hoes ain't loyal," in his sermon. And my God allows me to eat beef if I want to on Friday.
Can you have brisket on a Friday?
If that guy can say these hoes ain't loyal in a sermon.
These hoes ain't loyal?
Then yes, like, that same God.
Is this a sermon?
Will let me have brisket on Fridays.
He's not even talking about. He's not talking about sinners. Like, he's talking about hoes who ain't loyal. Y'all pull it up.
Where's hoes ain't loyal?
Let's reanalyze these hoes ain't loyal. Because I think he was literally talking about some hoes that weren't loyal.
Oh.
Yes. And I got to tell you, these hoes ain't loyal.
I can't remember the context, but I remember the first time I heard the context.
Anytime, I want to go to that sermon, okay?
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, these hoes ain't loyal.
That never happens at St. Michael's.
No.
Okay?
Those sermons are, that's when it jumps off. That's the jump off right there.
I believe when I hear that.
I want to go to a sermon like that. I just want to. I've even said that to my wife, like, no. I'm like, just
once. Let's bring the kids.
I need to see. Snacks wants to wear the suit. He wants to be dressed just like the pastor. Trust me. If Snacks could dress like Steve Harvey, he would. There's no doubt in my mind. If he could have Steve Harvey's long ass suit or Calvin, I mean, he really wants to wear Calvin's clothes more than anything in the world.
Well, he could go to the pimp. What is it? The Pimpers
Ball?
What's the Pimp Ball? What is the
Players?
Players?
No, it's a
Players Ball.
Yeah, it's a Players Ball. Yeah,
yeah.
I think it's in Detroit.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if we're going to go to Detroit for the Players Ball. Mr. White Folks.
Yeah, Mr. White Folks.
Pimp and Ken, Mr. White. I'll never forget that documentary. One of the all time.
By the way,
it's one of the train wreck. Pimp and Ken, Mr. White Folks, Bishop Don Magic Juan. Was also on there. I learned phrases that were important, like barbecue or mildew, blow up or hoe up or blow up. These are important things you got to learn.
By the way, Cocaine Cowboys was the documentary you got to watch. It's good. Excellent. All right.
Alonzo's like, I knew some of those guys. They would just be in clubs there. Just, you need something to eat or drink? Like, I'm good. I don't need.
No, thank you.
No, but thank you. That was awfully nice. They say the whole city, Dell, your whole city was built on the coke industry, the coke trade. And all the car dealers and banks are like.
Hey, tomorrow it's going to rain. Why don't we go to Prime and play in the tournament at noon?
I mean, I don't see why we wouldn't, to be honest with
you. If it rains, then you can't play golf, am I right? So you can play poker.
Well, they got tournaments going on every day at noon. There's $5,000 guarantee. And of course, if you get a bunch of signups, it goes way higher. They've got the big tournament is on Saturday. They have a Sunday fun day tournament. So you got tournaments every day. You got cash games that always start after the tournament guys bust out. Here comes the cash games. 1 and 3 no limit hold'em. Pot limit Omaha. They go $3 and $5
No Limit Hold'em. There's always something jumping off at Prime, and this is a great chance for you to bring your neighborhood game into Prime. If you and your buddies in your neighborhood, you play a lot of poker, go out there and jump on a tournament. It's a lot of fun. $100 buy-in, you got $100 rebuys, and I made it to the final table on Friday. The tournament, we had like 68, 70 people, something like that, and when it was all said and done, your boy finished 10th. And real cash prizes. You get to the final table. They made a little, it paid 1 through 7, but the table made a deal. They said, hey, let's give 8, 9, and 10 $200 off the top. How about that? And I'm like, yes, I agree with that move. That is a good move, gentlemen. PrimeSocialTX.com. A ton of fun. Get you and your boys out there. They've got free entrance and free seat fees until 4 o'clock every single day. Well, seat fees are half price. The entrance is absolutely free from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Get in there and go enjoy yourself, whether it's cash games or whether it's a tournament. Great food, great bars, great cocktail staff, I can tell you that, at PrimeSocialTX.com. My bitch, she walk around like she Chris Jenner. I used to break in the hammer, then take up running like the game of Temple. It's simple, I play with a mental. ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
820 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. A lot of calls. What's going on with the calls today? What about our Astros being back in town, winning, Kyle Tucker grand slamming, and
What was the most wins in a season for the Houston Astros? What's the record?
The 98 team, 102.
Did they have more than last year?
Yeah, 101.
101 is not the all-time record?
No, 102.
Okay, well, you hit the magic 100 barrier in baseball.
Yeah.
You hit the magic 60 barrier this year in basketball.
Yeah.
This is big things happening in Houston.
Well, yeah, and Deshaun, the Texans.
What, Deshaun was 6-0 last year when he played.
Yes.
When he was healthy, averaged over 30 points a game. I think it was 6-0 from what I can recall.
No, well, it was 6-0 in my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a weird number considering the Texans are at least on record as only winning 4 games last year.
That's where the math doesn't work for me. I don't understand that.
Yeah, no one understands. Oh, yeah, dinosaurs. No one understands it. No one understands. Oh, the Earth is billions of years old. Whatever. Don't understand it.
Oh, the Earth isn't flat?
Yeah. I don't understand it.
Hey, okay. By the way, are we just going to gloss over the fact that Dwight Howard had a 30-30 game over the week?
Speaking
Dwight
of
Howard
dinosaurs.
Had a 30-point, 30-rebound game. That is classic Dwight. Just to remind you, I'm capable of this, but I'm not going to give this to you. I just wanted you to know that this is inside of me, and I'll tease you with this, but this is not like, I'm not even going to lead the league in rebounding. That's going to be Andre Drummond, who is one of the all-time beasts on the boards. But Dwight just had a 30-point, 30-rebound game, by the way. Just no big deal.
What? Okay, when Dwight goes into the Hall of Fame, will you be...
Oh, really? Are we going Dwight's in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, Dwight's in the Hall of Fame. Dwight's a Hall of Famer. And it's, to me, and everybody said, well, you look at his numbers and look at the numbers of big men and all blah, 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 blah.
You're probably right. I'm just gonna look it up.
No, he's gonna be a Hall of Famer. The all-star appearances, all of it, Dwight is going to be a Hall of Famer. And it's just but it's basketball Hall of Fame where, you know, Russian women, every Russian woman that's ever been picked up a basketball is in.
But Dwight's never played in Russia. That's the thing. 17 points and 12 rebounds a game for his career. Is now Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
Otis Thorpe did that. Does he have a Hall of Fame to his name? Or?
Yeah. No, but, you know, he...
What did he shoot better from, free throw line or field goal percentage?
Field goal.
Are you sure?
It's probably pretty close.
It is. It's field goal. 58% to 50... yeah, yeah. 58% to 56%.
Yeah.
He saved some of his worst free throw shooting for the Rockets, which I'm thankful for. Feels like a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, man, Dwight, average for his career, 17 points, 12 rebounds, and 2 blocks a game. That's just, that's Hall of Fame?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You're probably right. I just
he's going to the Hall of Fame. I don't think there's any question. And but the Basketball Hall of Fame is kind of.
Well, I mean, there's some pretty good players.
No, there's some great players, obviously. But I think it's the easiest of all the Hall of Fames to get in.
Dwight, for his career in the playoffs, averaged playoffs per 100 possession, playoffs per 36 minutes, playoff totals. Here we go. Dwight averaged. Why don't they give total points and just give me the points per game? Dummies. I don't know how many Dwight averaged because, you know, Basketball Reference has to tell me. Dwight scored 1,749 points in his career.
How many games?
Okay, do the math then. He did it in, no, here's playoffs per game. I'm sorry. Sorry for complaining. 18.4 and 13.8. Okay. He's better in the postseason. Then in the regular season, 2.5 blocks. He elevates his game in the postseason. I have respect for that.
Mm-hmm.
And Dwight was really impactful at times. Like that Rocket series where James Harden decided not to show up, Dwight averaged 26 and 13.7 and 2.8 blocks. The next year for the Rockets, 17-game run, Dwight averaged 16 points and 14 rebounds. I mean, he did his job.
He was the only one that played in that Portland series. That was embarrassing, actually.
Jeremy Lin ruined everything.
Jeremy Lin ruins everyone's life.
Wait a minute. You're blaming Jeremy Lin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's one of them.
Get out of here.
No, Jeremy Lin and Kevin McHale.
What?
What?
And James.
Hey, let's be clear. James. 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 And then Jeremy Lin.
Chandler Parsons ruined everything for everyone.
Well, Chandler Parsons actually came up with the big bucket that would have sent the game back to Houston, and then he didn't cover Damian Lillard, and then he made a three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, who ordered the switch on Damian Lillard?
Kevin McHale.
No, that was No. It was on the court.
It was the worst defense. It was James ordered.
James
ordered a switch.
James ordered a switch. That's exactly what it was, remember?
The worst defensive player.
And I remember that your boy Parsons, Chandler Parsons, is like, sure we're doing this? Because remember, he was talking to James at the time. And then I think Chandler was happy to get out of there because he didn't want to be part of the James and Dwight thing.
Yeah, no.
And you know what? We didn't want to be part of the Chandler Parsons thing.
No, the Capri Pants?
One of the worst.
He lost me at Capri Pants.
One of the worst free agent signings of all time. He got paid, then had a bunch of knee surgeries.
And then got paid again. He got paid again.
Yeah, Memphis gave him like $100-something million. Dollars.
Oh, it's stupid. All right, let's catch up on breaks. Tell people how they can go see Tiger win the Masters.
Well, you can do it by going to jets4golfers.com, jets the number 4golfers.com. This is a great Masters package that's available to you. And now, look, they will mix and match. If you don't want to travel jet, you want to go business class, they can do that. They've got 2-day and 4-day passes available for you. They've got VIP passes for the Magnolia Club. They've got high-end arrangements for your hotel accommodations as well as for dining options. They can fly you all over the world. They can do this for Vegas. They can do this for the Kentucky Derby. They can do this for, you want to go watch your Longhorns or your Aggies or your Texans or whoever the football or basketball team. Maybe if our basketball team gets to the NBA Finals, you can get a private jet chartered and go travel to wherever they're playing. I just know this. Right now they've got a Masters package that is in high demand because Tiger Woods has a chance to win his first major in 10 years. If you want to go watch history unfold potentially, or just go check out Augusta for the very first time, check out the site jets4golfers.com and see which one of those packages makes sense for you and family members and friends and whoever else you're looking at going with. Jets4golfers.com and use them for all of your concierge services.
ESPN 97.5.
This The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, 831 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. The number, if you'd like to get in here, 713-780-3776. Is that Don? He wants to get in here and talk about Dwight? Who doesn't want to talk about Dwight Howard now here in Houston? What do you say, Don?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's that? How you doing, man?
Yeah, I was just listening to the, I just got to tell in the conversation about Dwight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the Hall of Fame conversation.
Mm-hmm.
The reason Dwight's a Hall of Famer, and not, you know, not that he's great. You know, he has ways. He can turn you off, rub you the wrong way. But, you know, people forget, you know, the guy's one of the, probably the only player in history to win Defensive Player of the Year award 3 times. He's probably the most, or probably the best, actually, defensive-minded or best defensive center ever to play in the game. So, he's definitely a Hall of Famer. You might not like him, and he might rub you the wrong way, but he is a Hall of Famer.
So you'd rather have Dwight than the Dream or Wilt or...
No way.
Or no, Shaq
not
even?
Maybe more than Shaq. Shaq wasn't known as a good defensive
player. Well, yeah, no, Shaq changed. While Shaq didn't have... Shaq still changed shots and changed... Oh, yeah, dude, you didn't go inside against Shaq.
Dwight's not a good... Dwight was a pretty good shot blocker. He wasn't a dominant shot blocker. I mean, when I think of dominant defensive players, I think of Dikembe Mutombo.
Yeah.
I think of Dream, Bill Russell.
Bill Russell, yeah.
You know, Shaq became a huge liability on pick and roll stuff. Dwight is athletic enough to handle it, but Dwight makes stupid fouls. Like, part of playing defense is being able to make plays without getting in foul trouble. There have been some really good, like, Dikembe is one of the all-time great defensive centers. Yes. From a shot-blocking standpoint.
Yes.
Dream would get steals. Dream did it in a different way.
Dream had the blocks, too. The blocks record. I mean, I don't, yeah, no. He was, maybe Dwight has been really, really good, but best ever, nope. Nope. Not for my money. 713-780-3776, if you'd like to get in here. On ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Okay, so I heard you on with Fred and AJ yesterday,
right?
And this came up about the Texans.
Oh, the odds that Odd Shark had?
Yeah,
that can't be a real. That, yeah, okay, there's no way. I meant to bring that up with you. That's no way. That's possible.
AFC South Bet Online Odd Shark. The Texans are plus 175. The Jaguars are plus 200. Colts and Titans plus 400. What that means is if you bet $100, you win 175 if you bet on the Texans and the Texans win it. If you bet the Jaguars, you bet $100, you win 200. If you bet the Colts or Titans, you win 400. So that makes the Texans the favorite. I don't have an issue with the Texans being the favorite because it's and again, it's not who's the best team. It's who's going to – a lot of it has to do with where is the money going to go. And the money is going to go on Deshaun.
I'm going to go with one of the mainstream sites, which is Westgate, who opens up a lot of these instead of Odd Shark. Westgate Sports Superbook. Mm-hmm. In Las Vegas. Here's what they had as of March 8th. And I don't think any of the Texans, I don't think Zach Fulton swung it in the Texans' direction. New England Patriots 5-1, Steelers 7-1, Eagles 7-1, Green Bay 12-1, Minnesota 14-1, Saints 16-1, Falcons 18-1. Holy crap. Texans 18-1, Cowboys 20-1, Jaguars 20-1.
Yeah. They're the favorite
in
the division.
I would put anything that you wanted on the Jaguars. Anything you wanted. What are their weaknesses other than shoddy quarterback play?
Well, that's kind of a big deal. But
I know. Texans, I got to watch a lot of it.
And they
last
were able
year.
To overcome that. But here's the deal. Good quarterback play is what wins, and the Texans have the best quarterback play in the division.
I guess he's played 6 games.
But that, well, so?
Well, he doesn't have a...
What we've seen is the best quarterback play in the division. It's not even close. 19 touchdowns
in his tiny sample
and 33 points a game.
Do you, Marcus, do you remember how Marcus Mariota started off his career as a rookie? Dude,
don't compare Deshaun Watson to Marcus Mariota.
Why not?
Because Deshaun Watson is great.
That's not fair to compare the two of them. One was a second pick. One was a 10th or 12th pick. Marcus Mariota's, we can't compare. I mean, should I go look
at the... One was a second pick in that draft.
Should I go look at the... Or was it maybe a second year? I'm trying to remember on Marcus Mariota. Oh, here it is. Marcus Mariota's touchdowns. In his first three games, he had 6, 7, 8 touchdowns in his first three games. 9, 13 in his first seven games. Now, Deshaun clearly had more than that. I don't know. I just remember RG3. I need it to play out. I just can't start putting Deshaun in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, you wait. Okay, you wait to put him in the Hall of Fame. I'm telling you, the Texans are going to be with a health. If Deshaun stays healthy, the Texans are going to be a, dare I say it, a favorite in their first playoff game. And they are going to be I'm going to tell you, they're going to be a real pain in the ass.
They're going to be a favorite on the road?
No, they're going to be home.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will.
No, they won't.
Yeah, they will, because they're going to win the division.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will.
No, they're not better.
And they're going to. Yes, they're going to win the division.
They will not win the division.
Okay, doubt.
I'm clearly doubting.
You know what your new name is? Thomas.
I don't care.
Doubting Thomas?
You can call me Doubting Dell. Alliteration. They're not winning the division.
They're winning the division. And
they don't want that smoke from the Jags.
And they don't want going to smoke. New England, they're only going to be a 3-point
dog. It's
a
bad matchup. Deshaun, LeBron, any odds is not a good matchup with Jacksonville. This team is not a matchup with Jacksonville. They're too slow still. Look at that secondary. Honey Badger's not fast. I hope we all know that he's a 4.6 guy. Like, we're going to get faster. He wasn't fast coming out, and he's slower now. So he's not fast. Aaron Colvin has decent speed. J.J.O., Kareem, Kevin Johnson, they still play football for the Texans. Andre Hall is still a Texan.
Yeah, yeah. And Deshaun is too.
You know, Packers.
You keep on down Deshaun.
You know the Packers have had Aaron Rodgers, and it hasn't worked out all that well for them.
Well, you know why? Because he's not Deshaun.
Oh, well, you're right. He's not the same guy. So, you're right. He's not Deshaun.
Yeah. Oh, does Aaron Rodgers have Whitney and Jadavian and JJ?
You mean two guys coming
and
off
Reader
season?
And
DJ Reader is a guy you're using?
Oh yeah. Oh, wait till you see this. Wait till you see in that.
DJ Reader's pretty good.
That's fine.
I don't know.
But it wouldn't be the first
Deshaun
and Cunningham.
Reader.
Okay. Have any Bernardrick's on that team?
Wasn't DJ and Bernardrick and Cunningham all in the worst defense in football last year?
Okay. Just
weren't
think
they
about
all
it.
There
before you speak? Think.
Weren't Cunningham? Answer the question. Cunningham was there last year.
Yeah.
Reader was there last year. And
was JJ there? Was Whitney there?
Well, those two can't stay healthy, apparently. But you mentioned those other guys, and they didn't change the complexion of that awful defense last year.
When they were there, even without JJ, they were the number one defense. Now you add JJ?
No, when they were there with JJ, they were really bad.
2 years ago.
Jorge Vargas just says, John has Deshaun Love eyes. I think he's good, but he still has yet to grow. He still has to grow.
Jorge, doubt if you guys want. Go ahead.
Listen,
okay. Who's right and who's wrong? What does Vegas say about it? And oh, I'm sure Vegas doesn't. Yeah, they just flippantly put the Texans at the top of the division while you two, guess what? Vegas might know more than you two.
Didn't we just say like 5 minutes ago that we're not going to take Odd Shark at their word?
Oh, what about Westgate?
What is what, Westgate have
word?
Them as well?
They have them as well. If you weren't listening to the show,
what did they have?
Just 3 minutes ago.
I wasn't, because I was being overwhelmed by your verbal fellatio of the Texans. So I couldn't take it anymore.
That's heartbreaking.
So who were the favorite to win the division last year?
Just wait until you see.
Texans.
Who told you they were going to draft a quarterback and you doubted
were
that?
Were the Texans
and
the favorite to win
and Deshaun? And who told you that they're going to win the...
Well, you say they're going to go 15-1 every year. That never works out. So you have your misses
as
well.
Listen, Dell, they didn't perform well. They didn't do well, but at least they got a good draft pick because of it.
No.
So they're going to be that much stronger.
That compensatory pick might turn out to be a Hall of Famer. You guys don't know.
Which compensatory pick for Bouye?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the Texans have shown a real they've shown a trend of drafting Hall of Famers.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but Rick is gone.
Oh, I don't know if you know this. The guy they grabbed was in the Dolphins front office, and those draft picks didn't work out well.
Well, guess what? He's gotten a lot better thanks to Bill O'Brien.
Oh, Bill O'Brien? The great decision maker that is Bill O'Brien?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh?
Wake up to Texans football.
There's rumors he wasn't even in on Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. Wasn't it like he didn't really want Deshaun?
Well, now he does. Okay. He's man enough to admit he was wrong.
Well, I hope he's man enough to figure out a way not to go 3-3 with the best quarterback of all time, apparently.
Hey, let's get Larry in here. Larry wants to talk about golf on Sunday, but who doesn't want to talk about golf at the Houston Open, where we will be Thursday in the Champions Pavilion. Come see us Thursday. We'll be broadcasting live there, so come hang out with us at the Shell. Not at the Shell Houston Open. It's not what it is. What's going
that's
on? Larry?
That's tripping up everybody, not to say Shell. Yeah. Hey, John, I know you're a golfer. Did you happen to watch the match play in Austin on Sunday?
I watched it up until I saw the morning matches. I didn't see Bubba just destroy, and I mean destroy, Kisner.
And that's what I'm calling about. You know, I admit I like to put $10 or $20 down on the matches. And Kisner and Justin Thomas came into Sunday the hottest golfers of the whole week. And if I think you follow it, you probably know that.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have any close matches. Justin Thompson hadn't even played half the holes. And they both folded to Bubba. I'm sorry. If you watched it, they got beat by eighth or ninth hole, both of them by Bubba. It almost looked fixed. I know it wasn't fixed, but it was so – their play was so deteriorating on Sunday. And I just – you know, that's the thing that pisses people off that put $10 or $20 down. You know what I'm saying?
Here's the deal, though. Did you hear Kisner, after he beat Norin in the semifinals, Kisner is being interviewed afterwards, and he goes, you know what, I'm just hoping that I'm 100 yards within Bubba off the tee. And he wasn't. Bubba was on number 12. He was in between the bunkers. He had 226 yards. He hit an 8-iron. He hit a freaking 8-iron, 226 yards. Bubba is, I'm going to tell you this, Bubba wins the Masters every 3 or 4 years. Bubba, you watch Bubba this year. Bubba, the way that he's playing right now, he's got a real chance. I would put about 10 or 20 on Bubba at the Masters.
Well, it's not a bad idea. And my call was not so much about Bubba. He played excellent. And some of those guys get out driven a lot, but they compensate. Anyway, I appreciate you sharing the story, and I'm glad you could relate to what I had to say.
Absolutely. Yeah, Kisner had no chance. Anyway.
Hey, so, Lance, how long have you done a show? I mean, you've had some separation, but how many years have you done a show with John?
Can you, like 64 to 15.
Have you ever been, not that we are part of the conversation, but have you ever listened to a conversation that was only for two people before?
Well, that was literally like it was in a different language. Something about a Kisner. I don't even know what that even means. Is that
Kismet? It's Kisner, Kevin Kisner.
These two decided to have a conversation for just themselves.
No, every golf person out there decided to participate. Which is the most popular sport in the world right now, thanks to Tiger.
It's not.
John, I was looking at a video. There's a guy who punches a computer screen. It just shatters the screen. He's so pissed.
I mean, he punches it so hard.
He's watching, looking at Bubba Watson, and John goes, he probably had money on Kisner. On Kevin Kisner, I'm like, I don't even know what that means. I don't even know what Kevin Kisner means. Is he a cornerback? Like,
no, he's a golfer.
Is he from South Korea?
Is he related to Ian?
No, that's not Kisner. Okay, listen, you guys.
No, that's Kinsler.
Learn the game.
Yeah. I don't want to. It's boring.
And by the way, when you pick Bubba. At Augusta.
Oh, I thought Tiger was the favorite.
Well, Tiger. We pick seven golfers in my fantasy deal, and guess who's going to be on my list? But he's going to be on everybody's list. Tiger and Bubba. Okay, I'm giving you guys over there a little preview. But you, Lance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about the Rockets? Do you like the Rockets or don't you?
Yeah, I love the Rockets. I've got my Thunder Sticks, and the great thing about the Rockets is they are setting records on the road to a great postseason. Now, if you want priority tickets to the postseason and you're not a season ticket holder, one of the best ways to get priority tickets
to this year's postseason is to get on the season ticket list for next year, but not just next year. Let me give you a VIP opportunity. They want to lock in rates this year for the next 3 years. So if you want to get 3 years of season tickets locked in at one low rate, you can do that. This is the first time they've ever done this before. There are no rate hikes. What you pay in 2019 will be what you pay in 2020 and 2021. Make sure that you take advantage of this unbelievable offer and get priority seating for the postseason this year. This is club-level seats. These are the big time. So make sure that you check them out at Rockets.com. It's a great three-for-one deal. Three seasons at one price. Priority seating available this year in club-level seats for the playoffs. What? Rockets.com. 713-627-DUNK.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, 8:51, ESPN 97.5. Raheel here finally showed up on time for a show, which is awesome. And will be joining us in just a little bit here on ESPN 97.5. Did you see the Bill Barnwell story about the Texans having the least amount of draft capital?
Draft capital is the new term that's made it into the lexicon as draft capital.
The Browns have the most.
That means picks, yeah. Browns yeah, the have Texans them have the least because you had to pay. I just still to this day, it just
the Brock deal.
It's so, just and everybody was so in
love.
It was, like,
they were in love with
Rick Smith, GM of the year. Like,
oh.
I mean, I'm glad he got rid of the contract, but it's he had to give away a second.
First
rounder.
Of all, he gave him the contract. Okay, well, let's not forget that.
I don't really put that on. I think that was a Bob McNair.
Well, no, I think this. I think after that season, Bob McNair went and said, get me a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And don't come back here. Don't come back in this house until you get me a quarterback.
Yeah, I think that's how it happened.
Yep.
And that's...
And so they were... But that was the choice. Mm-hmm. And the third, and the $72 million, which was really $36 million, $37 million, whatever the guaranteed money was. And... You know, but everybody thought it was such a and Bob McNair was lauding it. Well, just what a brilliant move for Rick to be able to get out from under that yeah, and give up a second rounder. Really?
It's credit card spending once, and now this year hits, and everyone's like, oh, We don't have a second rounder. Yeah, that was that great move that you all enjoyed, and Rick was GM of the year in the midst of the Astros winning a World Series and Rockets.
Well, I'm convinced you paid so little for Deshaun. A fourth and a 25th that, you know what?
So I don't know what So the Colts traded with the Jets. The Jets moved from 6 to 3, and they had to give up 3 second rounders.
Yeah.
They gave up 2 this year and 1 next year. It's way over the trade value chart thing. So I have in my mock draft on Mock Draft Live, it'll be out today on, I have to go film after the show's over. On NFL Network at 7. They're looking at my mock draft. I decided to move the Buffalo Bills up from 12 and 22 to number 5 with the Denver Broncos. And the guy said, one of the producers said, what else would be part of this draft package in your hypothetical? And I looked at it and I'm like, I feel like more, but if you look at the trade value chart, that's pretty fair to get an additional. But based on what quarterbacks are costing you, you would have more. Like,
yeah.
It would be more.
Oh, I think it'll be more than that.
It would be more than that. This is the most
expensive.
They're
going to have to throw in at least a third rounder or next year.
Because you remember how expensive the RG3 trade-up was for Washington. You know, trade-ups for quarterbacks haven't worked great in NFL history.
That's why this talk about Odell getting 2 ones and I mean, stop.
No.
Stop.
No.
But Bill Polian, I'm convinced how in the hell he was a GM for as long as he was to some of the things that he says that you know, the number ones that he throws around. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Just ridiculous. That draft picks are so vital right now. That's why that second rounder to just get out from under the Brock contract was just. Now look at the Browns sitting there. I heard the Browns were like 80-1 to win the division. And Westgate, can you see?
That sounds about right.
To win the division? Oh, guess what? I'm throwing some money. Okay. That's
what. Would you already?
Yes.
Tyrod gives him a shot.
Yes.
They do have some young talent. And can you imagine if Josh Gordon doesn't test positive?
No, I can't.
And plays a whole year. Yeah, it's harder. No. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You can't imagine
that's crazy.
That. Because that is impossible.
That's crazy. We're going to bring in. We're going to bring in Raheel, and we're going to bring in Sports Map. How about that? All at the same time right here. It's a special, special edition of the morning show here on ESPN 97.5. Raheel and Sports Map 94.1 will both join us next right here on the show. Ooh, in the meantime,
by
save
the way,
people
here you
a lot
go.
Of money.
The Texans, the newest. It went from 25-1. Bovada has their updated Super Bowl odds. Texans went from 25-1 to 22-1. Oh my God, the Jaguars went from 28-1 to 22-1. The Deshaun factor, did you set these odds? Are you the odds maker?
No,
Bovada?
Because they'd be the favorite.
And by the way,
if I set them,
how's Green Bay? Green Bay, by the way, went from 9-1 to 14-1. People are starting to wise up and realize, eh. Rams 18-1 to 14-1. Rams are a live dog.
That's
at
a live
14-1.
Dog. 14-1 is a nice. Those are nice odds. 856. Why don't you save some people some money and let's bring in Raheel next.
All right, we will do that. I want to tell you about Bill Advisor because Bill Advisor has savings going on all year long. And here's what I mean by that: what they do for you is they go in and negotiate your bills for you. They renegotiate them. Chances are, if you've been with your company for a long time, and I'm talking cell phone, home phone, internet, cable, satellite, and especially those packaged bundle deals, which are a good deal for 1 year, but then after that, they go up on you and they continue to raise rates every single year because it automatically rolls over. You are paying way more than startup customers. And what they want to do is hang on to your business. There's never been more cord cutting than right now. There's never been more competition than now. And your companies will work with you. But here's the thing. You know customer service. You can get there. You can't get to customer retention. They get to customer retention for you at Bill Advisor. And they negotiate and renegotiate deals that allow you to keep your services but see deep, deep discounts. And in many cases, get bill credits on your bill. Make sure that you check out BillAdvisor.com to see everything that they can negotiate for you. Home insurance, auto insurance, electricity, home security. There's so many more. Go to BillAdvisor.com and see for yourself or text bills to 313131. That's bills to 313131.
Preach on, brother.
You know who it is.
It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.